Earlier on this morning, Jess, you mentioned that, for want of a better term, you kind of need to bribe Daisy to be able to brush her hair, and this all came about around Easter.
Yeah, it did. So we were talking about this new range of scream-free hairbrushes that we've got available to win on the website that are not a bad idea. The hairbrushing struggle can be real, but we've just fallen into a trap where Daisy is just playing me now, I think. Over Easter, we had this endless supply that still hasn't actually gone. We've still got some of them in the cupboard of just the little solid eggs. So many of them. I don't know where they all came from. There's still some in the cupboard. And so we got into the habit. I said, right, we need to get ready. We've got to go somewhere. Or at night time sometimes as well, I do her hair. Time to sit down and get your hair done, and I'll let you have a little solid egg. And it's kind of stuck.
Yeah,
so every time since Easter that she's needed to have a hairbrush, she pretty much still gets a little Easter egg.
Puts the hand out.
Yeah, and she won't. Look, she probably would if I really put my foot down, but it's become kind of a thing. I don't know how to stop it.
That makes bribery with your kids. It's to make your life easier, let's be honest.
I can't be the only one that bribes my child. I need to know what other people do.
God, I bribe myself with chocolate.
Do you?
Yeah, if I don't have chocolate for 5 minutes, I can have a chocolate. That's how it works in my head anyway.
That's fabulous. Oh, little bribes, they can be harmless. They can also stick with you for life. And then your kids can turn around and use them against you.
Absolutely. That's our convo starter today. It's up on our Facebook page. And you can give us a ring on 1300 655 922. Go in the draw for our weekly prize of dinner for two and a bottle of wine at Furners. How do you bribe your children?
Share your stories with us or on Facebook.
My son, he's now in grade 9, but when he was in year 7, his grades started slipping a bit below what we would have liked them to have been. So we offered him money for the grades on his report. So for an A, he got $5, a B was $2, and a C was $1.
I love it.
Yeah, it worked a treat.
I reckon it did.
That's fantastic. Yeah. And I love the fact that you've related it to schoolwork. It's not just, you know, something silly around the house. It's something your kid is actually going to work for.
Oh, yeah, no. Well, we were not sure it would work, but, it did. It worked really well, and obviously didn't get all A's, but there was a few A's in there, and he's been going really well since.
Oh, that's so good.
You win some, you lose some. You saved yourself a couple of bucks, Kylie.
Absolutely.
That's true.
Yes.
I was just going to say, though, does that rate increase as the years go on?
No, we're not actually doing it this year. I think, heading into high school, it was just that uncertainty and, things kind of got a bit slack, so for him. But, he's absolutely fine now.
Oh,
so
that's
no
awesome.
Need to pay.
Mum, Dad, I'm 25 years old and I got out of bed today. I've achieved some $10,000, please.
No, we won't go that far.
Thanks, Kylie. Have a great day.
No worries. Thank you. Bye.